I've deleted this like 3 times because I keep stuttering a lot today. And because I'm trying to think like way too fast. I'm trying to say way too many things before I've even done processing them. But I don't want to have to record again because it's like getting frustrating at this point. So what you hear is what you get. Welcome to On Impulse. My name is Paige. Thank you for listening today. If you're not following me, you should. If you haven't given me a 5-star review yet, so you just hate me, that's what you're saying. That's kind of fucked up. And send me a voice memo after the end of this, what is this called? A podcast. After the podcast, and let me know if you related, let me know where you're at in your life, what your thoughts are. Only tell me if you like the podcast. I don't want to hear any negative shit. give me some feedback. I'd love to hear from y'all. I really appreciate when people reach out on here. Okay. We're going to talk about a few things. I just came up with another thing that I started making a list of. Everyone calls it like their New Year's resolutions, but it's more of just things that I would like to accomplish this year. Okay, that's the same thing as New Year's resolutions, but I don't really like to make New Year's resolutions because, hold on, wait, everyone take a shot for how many times I fucking say New Year's resolutions. That's 3 right there. I celebrate Yule, which is like a Wiccan holiday, but also it's celebrated among like many cultures across the world, mainly like Europe, and also like farmers as well. Yule is also the winter solstice too, which is the, let me use my brain. It is the longest night of the year. And it has been known to represent like the death and rebirth because you're finally like moving on to into the light and, you know, the time change and everything. Is this making sense? I've already said, and is this making sense in repeated words? So I'm so sorry for this podcast. I like immediately just wanted to delete that because I'm like, why am I apologizing? Don't fucking apologize. Just fucking go with it. But we're going to go from it from here. So Yule, the winter solstice, it's on around the 21st of December. And it just represents like leaving a part of you behind and moving on into lighter days. So yes, I am making a list of things that I would like to accomplish in the new year, some new, and not just like, oh, I want to take a trip, like that is on there, but also some new mindsets that I want to adopt, maybe some new routines. And when I came home from work, I just noticed, a new routine that I'd like to add. And that's what kind of made me like say, you know what? I think this is worthy of a podcast. So I had a bad day today. I had a rough day. I had a challenging day. It wasn't like the worst day in the world or anything. I just think I was really in my head and I have a lot going on mentally, right now. And I personally would like to say spiritually, and, where I'm just not feeling very aligned in my certain or my current life, I guess. And it's like, I'm meant to be right where I am. So that's kind of a stupid thing to say that I'm not aligned. Like I'm perfectly aligned with what I'm supposed to be and where I'm supposed to be right now. But it doesn't feel that way. Okay. It feels like I'm not where I want to be. It feels confusing. I feel like I'm having a midlife crisis at 26. Which I told my friend earlier, I was like, I'm mentally 40, so this could be a midlife crisis, but I think it is something that all mid-20s start to go through. Like I'm about to be 27. Hold up, hold the fucking phone. I'm not scared of my 30s at all, but it does feel like I should have accomplished way more. I was talking to my coworker today and like, I've been an assistant manager for 8 years. What the fuck? Get your shit together. Like and at the same time, it's like, okay, like I was a fucking horrible assistant manager when I first started because I didn't know anything about it. I didn't understand anything about being a leader and what it takes to run a business and setting goals and what it takes to achieve them and learning how to communicate and set boundaries and do any kind of operational things. I didn't know all that. And now I genuinely feel like I can run my own business very confidently. So that's amazing to say, but at the same time in my head, I'm like, okay, it's time for something else. It's time to move on. And it's been frustrating me so much because I have all these other things that I really want to do, but I'm feeling so exhausted after working all day that I don't feel like I have the energy, and I don't really like drink coffee, and I'm not gonna drink energy drinks. Like, I'm not gonna deplete myself and drink those things at 8 p.m. just so I can get the things done that I want to do outside of actual work, like my own work, my own business, creating my own art, and all of those other things that I want to be doing. Like, I'm too exhausted to do them. And I'm like, I don't know. Is it me? Am I burnt out? It's because I'm giving all my energy to working for somebody and doing something I don't want to do. Is it something I just need to force myself through and be exhausted and stay up till midnight and not give it my 100% because I don't have like full mental capacity, which means I'm not going to be as creative as I want to be? Like, am I supposed to force myself to do these things even though I'm tired? Am I supposed to give myself rest? Like, I don't feel like there's a good balance. I've tried doing both, and it's just, how am I supposed to work out and start a business and eat healthy and keep learning new things because I have to keep learning and work for somebody else and learn new things doing that too? And I know it all ties together and it's all going to help me achieve what I want in the end, but it's like, I'm tired. Like, fuck me. I'm exhausted. And it, yeah, I'm going to be tired. That's a part of it. But like, I feel so spiritually disconnected. Like, my soul just feels like this yearning all the time because there's so many things that I want to experience. And I know that life could be short. I could die tomorrow. And like, I don't sufficiently feel like I've had enough experience. Like, I'm learning the same things over and over, I feel like. And yes, I'm like getting better knowledge of them and whatever. I'm really developing myself in these areas, which means, okay, that's great. Later on, I'm going to have like a strong skill set in these things. But it's like, I want new skills. I want to learn new things. I'm tired of the same shit. Like, I don't want to do it anymore. And I think that's been weighing on me so much that like, I'm taking it into work. And then at work, you know, you have to be a certain personality. And it's not like you're deviating too far off from who you are, but like, you know, customer service, it's like you putting a smile on your face. It's having conversations that you don't want to have. It's having conversations and trying to be nice to people who are clearly being fucking rude to you for whatever reason, their own personal, they might be having a bad day as well. It's having to like navigate being this an ideal employee, striving to meet sales goals, striving to prove yourself, striving to do this and that and blah, 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 and having to deal with customers and having to reach goals. And it's just like a lot, and having to work fucking so long, like 10 hours a day, if you're including like driving there and back home, like your fucking lunch break, you're there. Lunch break never feels like long enough. After you eat, you're like, fuck, I don't want to go back and work. Like, I feel heavy. I want to relax. As humans should, they should go for a walk and they should drink fucking green tea and shouldn't be fucking forced to work until 9 p.m., 9:30, 10, fucking working in a bar, 4 a.m. It's crazy. I don't know. I just don't think we're supposed to be living this way, okay? We've evolved so much as humans and it's great in so many ways, but at the same time, like, I came home and my dog had eaten my Apple Pencil for my fucking iPad. I was fucking pissed off, obviously. And it's like, then it's like, it's like, take a shot. Why am I worried about a fucking Apple Pencil? Like, I should be worried they're poisoning my fucking food, which I am worried about. Like, I should be out in nature. I shouldn't be worried about a fucking Apple Pencil right now, you know? Nothing is that big of a deal in the grand scheme of things, but it's like, when it happens, it's like fucking frustrating. Like, damn, can I catch a breath? I just want to go to fucking culinary school, and you know, what the fuck? Like, who has time to go to school from 6 a.m. to 11 a.m. and then try to find a job that'll let you come in at like 1 p.m. because I got to go home, I got to walk my dog, hopefully scarf something down, eat if I even have time, change, and then drive fucking 30 minutes to work, and then work all fucking day, work fucking 9 hours, and then be depleted from that, and then have to be up at 5 a.m. at least? Like, where is there time to breathe in that? You know, so is that even what I want to do? Fuck. Like, who fucking knows? Like, I really have a passion for cooking. I really fucking want it, right? It's something I've thought about and gone back to over and over and over for at least 6 years. I keep trying to go back to it. So clearly it's something I want to do, but like, who the fuck's got $21,000 fucking dollars for school? I'm trying to pay off a fucking BMW who has a fucking engine that's just sitting. Let me tell you, I have my car, I haven't been paying on it. So they want to come repo it, obviously. But I left it at BMW because they were going to look at it. And then they quoted me a $36,000 repair. Like, just quote me a new car, you fucking piece of shit. Why the fuck would you quote me $36,000 for a new car? I'm not buying that. What the fuck? So I was like, okay, I'm not fixing that car. Fuck that car. Bought a cash car. Which that was a long process. I had to Uber for like fucking 2 months. You know how expensive that fucking shit is? Blew through all my fucking savings, right? So I left the car at BMW because you can't drive it. Like, it's dead. Like, it needs a new engine. You have to tow it out of there. What do I look like paying $250 for to tow a fucking car back to my house just for it to fucking sit there? And then I owe them like $278 for looking at my car and telling me that it's going to cost me the price of a new fucking car. I'm like, I don't want to pay y'all. So that's a total of like $500. I don't want to fucking drop $500. I got Bitch, I don't have $500 to drop on that. So my car's been sitting at the dealership for 2 months. I know. I need to fucking get it. I'm tired of fucking stressing about it. I need to just take care of it. But I'm like, I need to get new tires. I need to get registration for the car that I have. Like, that's $500 right there. Like, bitch, what am I going to spend the $500 on? Be for real. But they keep calling me and they're like, we need to repo your car. And I'm like, okay, come get it. I like actually don't give a fuck. Come get that car. And they're like, well, it has to be at your house for us to repo it. I'm like, okay, well, that sounds like a personal problem. Like, if you want to fucking give me $500, I'll pay BMW, have it towed in my house, and then you can come fucking tow it away from me. I'm not going to do all that. So, look, and I owe, like, $5,000 on this car. That's it. But it doesn't drive, so I don't want to fucking pay for it. Like, I'm not spending another $5,000 on that car. Piss off. I've already paid that off and the fucking interest that I've paid on that damn car. Eat my asshole. It's not happening. So, if I don't even have this $5,000 to pay on a car that I would solve a lot of problems in my life, what is it? Does it look like I have $21,000 to go to culinary school, even though it's something I really fucking want to do? No, I don't. I'm like, yeah, some financial aid is going to cover some of that, hopefully, you know, whatever. But is it worth the depletion? Is it worth my dog eating another one of my items because he's so pissed off he's in an apartment all day as it is? Imagine me going to school in the morning and then work all the way until late at night. He's going to hate me. He's going to plot to kill me. So then what am I supposed to do? Do I start bartending again? Working whatever, maybe 3-4 nights a week? Like, that sounds great, but then I'm up till fucking 4 a.m. being around a scene that I really don't like. Just so I can go to school and then have like a decent amount of time in between, have like 3-4 days off, and that way I'm not so exhausted. Like, I'll just have to worry about school. Like, that sounds like the most reasonable option if that's what I should be doing. But, like, what should I be doing? I don't know. Should I go to school? Should I not? I'm tired. I got a new job, and I'm, like, not hating on my job. I'm not ungrateful for it. But I'm, like, it's not what I'm supposed to be doing. And, like, I can feel it. Like, I know, like, I'm tired of fucking retail. I'm tired of sales. I know how to do it. I have the experience in it. It's great learning. It's great getting a strong skill set. I mean, I'm always learning. I'm always growing in it. Even though a lot of stuff is repetitive, it's like, I still am challenged in some ways, but it's like, I just know I'm going to reach these easy fucking goals. I know how to do it. I see how they're doing it now. I have plenty of things I know would fix it and make it better. But I don't want to fucking do all of that all over again. Another store. Like, I'm over it. I'm bored. I want to do something creative. I want to be passionate about something. The only thing I'm passionate when it comes to retail is, like, I know I can do it. But I don't even feel like I'm giving it my 100 right now, which is not fair to the business, even though it's like, fuck y'all. Not the specific job I'm talking about, just any retail. It's not fair to myself because I'm not giving 100% because I know I'm like, okay, whatever. I give my 100% and I know I'm going to reach the goal. And what? Like, that's not satisfying to me. And I see, like, my younger coworkers and even, like, some of my older coworkers, like, I'm trying so hard and da-da-da-da-da. And that's what I did for Free People. I tried so fucking hard for nothing. And did I have room to grow? Absolutely. But, like, I wasn't even being given the opportunity to grow. And I was so fed up with it. And that's why I left. Just to come here and see my coworkers struggling with the same thing, I'm like, I don't care enough for that to be me again. I'm tired of having to prove myself to other people. Like, who am I trying to prove? Myself at the end of the day? I'm worthy and I know that now. I'm tired of it. And I know, like, it is a lot easier, like, just working for somebody else. It really is. Like, not having to worry about insurance. They'll, like, provide it. You know, I mean, you have to pay for it. But, you know, they'll provide it. And whatever, all your vacation days, like, scheduling. You don't have to worry about all that stuff, right? Unless you're a manager like me, so then you do have to worry about all that stuff. But working for yourself, it has all of its own challenges. But it's, like, something I haven't done, and I want to do it. And I'm tired. I want to set my own goals and achieve it. I don't want to achieve someone else's goals just to get a, like, okay, great, do better. Like, damn, thanks. Not even a pizza party? Kiss my ass, right? Like, I want to be excited for something. Yeah, I don't know. I bought a puzzle. I went to Hobby Lobby to get some clay. And I bought a puzzle. 1,000-piece puzzle. Like, that was fucking bold of me. I haven't done a puzzle in fucking forever. 1,000-piece. I don't even have a table, guys. I'm planning on doing this puzzle on my floor. And I'm already seeing it now. My dog being pissed off at me and eating the fucking puzzle pieces. I'll lose it. I'll lose my fucking mind. Let me tell you. Oh, I love my dog, but I saw this fucking video this girl made. And it was, like, an example of when you... She recorded herself coming home and, like, greeting her dog. Like, oh my God, I'm so excited to see you. Yay, it's my Maxi boy. So, so, so happy. And the dog was just so happy, so thrilled, just, you know, loving up on her and everything. And then she did a video where she came home and she didn't even acknowledge the dog. And the dog looked so fucking depressed and confused. And now I'm like, sometimes I've come home. Like, most of the time I, like, sing him a song. I'm like, who's my chunky monkey? You're so cute. Look at my thick ass sausage. I love you so much. You know, I give him all the love. But sometimes I come home just fucking depleted. I just throw my stuff down. I'm like, come on, let's go outside. And you can tell, like, his energy is different. I'm like, oh my God. So I've been making it a point to be extra lovey on him. But God, I fucking screamed at him when I saw that apple pin. I screamed. And then I had to apologize and explain to him how he doesn't have a job. I'm going to work to buy him this expensive dog food and flea medicine is so expensive. I just bought some today. I'm like, what the hell? And all the things. And he's just the special Christmas dog treats from Trader Joe's. I'm buying those for him, you know? And what do I get? What a thanks do I get? My shit chewed up. You think I clearly don't want to be going to this fucking job all day long. If I could be home with you or if I could bring you to work with me, I would do that, okay? That's what I would do so much for you. You have no idea. If I could afford doggy daycare, why is it almost more expensive than actual human daycare? Make that make sense. If I could afford to do that, I would fucking send you there. But, buddy, I can't. And I'm sorry. I'm not going to pay a dog walker. I'm not going to have some stranger in my fucking home. I'm going to get my fucking Apple Pencil stolen versus fucking chewed up. Like, I don't know what's worse. So... I don't know. I just don't trust anyone's energy in my home either. I don't know. What do you want me to do? You can't be chewing my shit up. And then I think about the fact that he's going to die one day. And I'm like, you know, chew all my Apple pencils up. I don't care. I'm just, you know, I want to come home and want to have the energy to eat. Not come home and be like, I need a fucking joint and I need some wine and then I'm going to go to bed. I want to set a routine. When I come home, I take the time to relax. I take the time to disconnect real quick, like change into, take a shower, change into some comfy clothes, maybe make myself a glass of tea, cup of tea. I don't know why I said glass of tea. You know, really like settle down with myself, maybe make some dinner, and then I can relax, whatever, disassociate, smoke, whatever I'm going to fucking do. Yeah. I'm just going to add that to my list. So I'm going to leave that. I'm getting too tired. I got to stop talking. Thank you for listening. Thank you for tuning in. Really appreciate, I've been trying to be way more consistent with my podcast, and I noticed my following or my listening has been more consistent with the amount of people that are listening to each time. God, whatever. I've got to go with it now. So I appreciate everyone listening is all I'm trying to say, man. I've got a New Year's resolution. I've got a winter solstice manifestation of trying to have one listener a month, a new person on this upcoming year. So really excited to try and set that goal and complete it. And I'm going to be sharing some goals that I have for myself for the new year. Not all of them. Y'all don't need to know all my fucking business. But just to give you some inspiration and some ideas yourself. But this is just something I think everyone should start thinking about as we're reaching the 21st of December, that longest day. Just like, what are we wanting to bring into the new year, the new light, the shorter days? I'm so fucking excited. I hate when it is pitch black at 5 p.m. Can't stand it. I want it to be bright as fuck till 9 p.m. That is when I strive. I think that too is also, I have to keep in mind the part of not having the energy. Like, yeah, it's fucking dark out. I'm tired. Like, my mind and my body, they associate going to sleep with this time, resting, not exercising and trying to start a new business and what doing all these things. Like, my mind associates dark time with restful time. That's natural. It's not winter depression. Like, it's natural. Animals hibernate in the winter for a reason. Like, we are an animal in a sense, okay? Like, the human species settles down in the winter. They're not go, go, go. Like, the crops aren't being tended to. There's snow all over them, right? Different activities, so different mindset in the winter. Like, and I'm not saying we don't have seasonal depression. I'm just saying, like, be a little more mindful of, like, you know, why do I feel like it's depression? Or, you know, there might be more to it than what I'm trying to immediately label it as. That's all I got. Thanks for listening. I'd love to wrap this up more poetically, but that's just not going to happen. Tune in next time to On an Impulse.